What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. This right here is episode 130. First thing first, I'm going to get into last night's scores for the play-in game. I really don't got no topics written down, but I'm going to go over a topic. I was talking to somebody earlier today about how cancel culture really works, and I'm going to explain it by breaking down 50 Cent and Ja Rule beef. It just kind of really explain how it works. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble. Definitely follow on Rumble because the videos are monetized already on Rumble. And then we also take the video and stream it live on three of the Twitter accounts, which is Twitter at Paul P Podcast, Twitter at Promo Palace LLC, and Twitter at Paul W Pickett. And also don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much, much more. So definitely follow me on those platforms as well. And before I get over into some scores, I'm going to upload one of these video commercials that from our sponsors and give you a word from our sponsors. So here we go.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Cali said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzy.
Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. As you see, you got the bottle right here. Got the dizzle flyer as well. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, orange liquor, mango mix. Just throw it on ice. Good to go. Just got three new bottles as we speak for the dizzle. And you can get the Dizzle Brand merchandise on dizzlebrand.com. Just go to dizzlebrand.com, click on the store. If you want to order bottles online, you're 21 and over, just go to dizzlebrand.com, our locations, and the top three links will be online order links. All right, first things first, let me pull up some scores. Of course, last night was the 13th. So my Charlotte Hornets got waxed by the Atlanta Hawks, and they're completely out of the playoff picture, period. I mean, they got beat 132-103. Everybody had a negative. New Orleans Pelicans beat the Spurs, and that move for CJ McCollum was very smart for them. Imagine if they had Zion right now. Imagine if they had Zion. And the games tomorrow will be Atlanta and Cleveland and New Orleans Pelicans versus Clippers. Who do I think is going to win those games? I think Atlanta's going to win that game against Cleveland. I got Atlanta beating Cleveland. I just can't see Atlanta not making the playoffs after being in the East Conference Finals last year. And I got the Clippers over the Pelicans. Clippers over the Pelicans. So I got Clippers still making the playoffs. And I know Colin Cowherd had Clippers making the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know how they're going to do that when they lost the first play-in game. They're going to be playing the number one seed Phoenix Suns. The Clippers will probably get beat 4-0 or 4-1 on that. Let me pull this up. We got the All-NBA selections should be coming in soon. I'm just trying to pull up, see what some of these other people got for the All-NBA teams. Because I get my selections already. And it's some people got Embiid first-team All-NBA over Jokic. It pretty much looks like mine. Luka, Devin Booker, Giannis, Jason Tatum. And a lot of people, you could flip-flop Jokic or Embiid in there. Wow, here's one that's got LeBron James second team. And that's the thing. I think I have to go back, man. I think LeBron James should definitely be a second team. And Kevin Durant should be. This guy's got Kevin Durant third team. I might could agree with that. Kevin Durant missed a lot of games this season. And I don't know. He didn't put up the numbers that LeBron put up. So I might have to agree with that. LeBron needs to be second team and Kevin Durant third team. They got Siakam in this one, but I don't know. This one's got Ja Morant first team, Devin Booker, Luka, Giannis, and Embiid. That's two people that's got Embiid. I wouldn't put Ja Morant first team at all. Not over Luka. Luka's definitely, I mean, he's got his team at number four with hell of a lot less than Ja Morant's got his team. They got Chris Paul, Steph Curry. This one's got LeBron, their team. Sean Powell, let's see. Devin Booker, Luka, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Jokic. That was my first team, All-NBA, and then Ja Morant, Steph Curry, DeRozan, Kevin Durant. That was my second team, but I still think I need to put LeBron in the second team over Durant. I really do, especially this year. Yeah, most of these people got Booker, Luka, Giannis, Jason Tatum, and it's really just a flip-flop between Jokic and Embiid. Another one, some people got Ja Morant first team All NBA, and you know that's the thing. I wouldn't be upset Ja Morant making first team All NBA. I mean, he's been balling out, but he has missed a lot of games towards the end, and that's why I think you would have to give the edge to Luka, and Luka is doing it with a lot less. Ja Morant's team is like literally been like 18-2 without him or something like that, or 12-2. I just know they won way more games than they lost, even without him. They got Luka on the second team in this one. Yeah, I almost thought, is there a world where LeBron doesn't make All-NBA? Is there really a world where that happens? Really a world where that happens, and I don't know. I mean, that would literally be crazy. Literally be crazy. Let me go with somebody standing, see what we got going on. I mean, because most of the playoff picture is set. Whoever wins these next games, like whoever wins out of Atlanta and Cleveland is going to play Miami. And that's the thing. I could see Atlanta upsetting Miami. Trae Young and the boys, I mean, and they're getting hot at the right time. They all the boys for Atlanta balled out last night. I mean, they all put up numbers and hit their shots. This is going to be tough. I mean, then you got – so you're going to have Minnesota's going to be playing Memphis. I mean, they don't stand a chance, I don't think. I don't – but then again, if I was to have to pick an upset – that would be the one. That would be the game I'd go for. I don't know that Denver can upset Golden State, and I could be wrong. It seems like Denver over Golden State is the strongest chance of an upset in the West. But I'm thinking Minnesota over Memphis is like the second strongest. I don't think Utah beats Dallas at all. And that's still not even too much of an upset because it's a 5 beating a 4. And Luka's hurt, so we don't know how that's going to go. And in the East, man, if I had like Brooklyn and Boston, and then if Atlanta beats – see, I don't think Cleveland stands a chance to beat Miami. If Cleveland wins this game, they don't stand a chance to beat Miami in any series. But Atlanta has a chance to beat Miami. They really do. And then Brooklyn and Boston, I could see Brooklyn beating Boston. I could just see Boston they started out slow, balled out the last part of the season, getting the number 2 seed, and I could see them actually losing it. I could see them actually losing it and pretty much get put out super early. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up another commercial here from one of our sponsors. And then I'm going to get into a topic that I want to discuss. But before that, here's one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
And of course, that's promopalace.biz. I own promopalace.biz. Been doing marketing promotions for over a decade now, and I do pretty much everything you can think of: SEO, search engine ads, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, blog placements, playlist pitching, and much, much more. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz. I was talking to a friend earlier, and I was asking him, did 50 Cent, was that like really one of the starts of cancel culture? And I don't mean the cancel culture you hear today on the left, but like of how cancel culture really works. I mean, because 50 Cent, we were talking about 50 Cent had, in my lifetime, probably the biggest peak and impact that I've ever seen in my entire life in the music business. I mean, there's been a lot of big artists, KRS One's, Nas, Rakim's, Public Enemies. I mean, there's so many of them. Biggie, Pac. But Biggie and Pac never got nobody canceled. I mean, KRS One, when he battled MC Shan, MC Shan was really on the way out. Like, this guy literally came in, sold 10 million out the gate, 10 million next time. He literally took an artist who was dominating radio, had a top 10 hit on radio for 365 days straight and multiple top 10s. It wasn't just one song that was top 10 for 365 days. It was multiple songs, you know, that kept him top 10 on radio for 365 days. And I'm not mistaken, he might have had a number one hit on radio all throughout the year. He might have had a number one hit on radio all throughout the year. And he literally canceled his cat's career. Because this is the thing people don't realize about cancel culture. These people that be trying to talk about cancel him. Most of those people talking about canceling somebody in cancel culture are not really fans of the people they're talking about canceling. And if you're not actually really fans of the people you're talking about canceling, then you can't cancel shit. You can't cancel squat, not jack motherfucking shit. Because the way it works is 50 Cent dominated and made all the fans. I guarantee Ja Rule lost half of his fans because of 50 Cent calling them out, the wankster joints or whatever. Like, and this is the thing about Ja Rule. Ja Rule wasn't no punk. Murder, Inc. wasn't no punks. They were real, just like G-Unit and them were real. The thing is the perception didn't go that way. People perceived Ja Rule to be a wankster when he wasn't really a wankster. You know, he wasn't really a punk. I mean, if we not forgot that Black Child stabbed 50 Cent, shanked him, you know, and he said, why'd he do it? Because the dude pulled a gun on me, so I shanked him. I mean, that doesn't sound like a wankster to me. You know, but the perception was that he was. And 50 Cent literally made a very large portion of Ja Rule's fans turn on him. Because only your fans can cancel you. You know, if you got like a million fans, only, you know, when like 80, 90% of those jokers say screw you and don't buy your music no more and stop going to your shows, then you cancel. Because a lot of artists in the music business, they cancel themselves out. And how do they cancel themselves out? By not consistently making music. Like, I see so many artists that in the 90s that were in label situations, and when they're off the label, they act like they can't make music no more. And they make excuses of why they can't make music no more. Like, they don't got the resources to make music no more. Well, if you can't pay for studio time and record music and distribute it through Spotify, then you have no business in the music business, period. That's the most simplest thing you could do in the music business, is just record, pay somebody to record your music, and then pay a distributor to distribute the music. That's the most simplest thing you could do. And when you got a name that's well known, you don't got to, you know, and you got a fan base, you don't got to spend as much money in marketing promotion as a person who has no fan base or zero fan base. So that's how cancel culture really works, is like the 50 Cent and Ja Rule. And 50 Cent and Ja Rule is kind of really one of the first prime examples of cancel culture. Like, 50 Cent literally canceled his dude's career because so many fans embrace 50 Cent's music. So many of Ja Rule's fans turned on him and chose and sided with 50 Cent. And, you know, that was that, man. I mean, Ja Rule's still probably getting shows here and there, but like, his relevancy was instantly crushed and killed by 50 Cent. I mean, it's very rare that a cat goes number one or top 10 on radio for 365 days, and then next year he's just done and over with. Nobody, no radio play. Nobody cares about the album, nothing. I mean, literally, they was like totally turned on him and pretty much canceled him out. So, non-fans trying to cancel somebody is the most moronic thing in the world. If you're not even a fan or part of the fanatic base of the person you try to cancel, you can't cancel shit. And that's why Ja Rule was canceled, because his fans chose to cancel him. Some is because of perception. Some is because of mere dominance of 50 Cent. I mean, it's just, who knows the reason why his fans turned on him? They just did at that moment. You know, they did. Even if it wasn't, even if the perception wasn't true, they turned on him. I mean, instantly, man. Instantly. I'm gonna get into another topic. I think I talked about T.I. getting upset at the comedian and calling and snatching the mic from the comedian. I saw a thing where Andrew Schultz was talking about he reached out to T.I. and I'm really glad he did, because T.I. really had a ignorant approach to what being a comedian is about, because he's trying to become a comedian. And that's cool. Like, a lot of people that go into different things. Snoop Dogg started DJing, Wiz Khalifa. A lot of these other cats started doing other things to get paid. So he's getting into comedian realm, but he's like Mr. Sensitive Comedian. That's the thing. Like, as a comedian, I would think being sensitive is the last thing that should be on your plate. It should be the last thing that exists in your life is sensitivity. Like, comedians can't be sensitive, you know? And like, we were talking about, me and my friend were talking about mama jokes. And when mama jokes were one of the worst inventions in the world, man, because that was getting dudes punched and knocked the hell out, you know? But, yeah, so Schultz was just saying, if you want to be a comedian, then you got to willing to be able to take jokes from other comedians. Because if comedians know that you're sensitive as hell and you can't take a joke and you're trying to be a comedian, they're all going to go after you and attack you. You know, so I think a T.I. will learn from that lesson right there, that mistake that he made, because he took his rap mentality, that gangster rap trap mentality, into the comedian world. and that shit doesn't work. That shit isn't flying over there. You know, they're not gangster trap motherfuckers, man. They're comedians. They're trying to make people laugh. They're not trying to glorify a bunch of negative ass bullshit. So he took that rap mentality over there, and that's why he's getting crazy. Like, they was going in on him, you know what I'm saying? And shit, because you just ain't getting it. Like, how hypocritical you are trying to become a comedian, and you're getting upset at comedians telling jokes and roasting you. That's one of the most hypocritical things on the planet, is a comedian getting sensitive to other comedians' jokes or getting roasted by other comedians, when comedians always roast people in the crowd and complete strangers and stuff like that. That's the thing. If you go to a comedy show and you're sensitive and you don't want to be roasted, then stay your ass home. Because I would never go to a comedy show and be upset because I got roasted. I would never be so sensitive, you know, to getting roasted. And you really can't be, man. You really can't be. I mean, if you want to fight somebody over every damn name they call you, you're going to be fighting for days. Or every joke, the brunt of every joke, you know. You can be fighting people forever, you know, but it is just very hypocritical to just be a comedian or try to be in a comedy world and you can't take a joke. And I really could go to a comedy show anyways that is super funny, because I'm one of those people that if I start laughing crazy hard, I'm going to have snot coming out the nose, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need like a roll of toilet paper, a tissue, a box of tissue to go to a super funny comedy show, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got to watch like comedy on YouTube or whatever it is, Netflix or whatever it may be. Like, I can't, like, some of these roasts be so damn funny. Like, I'd be laughing so hard, I got snot coming out my nose. And I love to laugh like everybody else, man. Like, anybody who doesn't like to laugh, like, let me say this as calm and easy as possible. Anyone who doesn't like to laugh or doesn't want to laugh has to be miserable as hell. You have to have a miserable life, man. You gotta be completely miserable to not want to laugh or to never laugh, or, you know, like, laughing is one of the most joyful things in the world that you could do. Like, just laughing at things that are funny is one of the most joyful things you could do. It's one of the most sane things you could do is laugh. Laugh, man. Because, like, a friend of mine was saying the other day, I was talking about something about work, and he was basically saying, you know, the purpose of life isn't to just work all day, every day, just to have to pay bills. And I'm like, yeah, that at one point in society, that was not the purpose. That was not the purpose, is to work every single day, you know. And the purpose of life is happiness. And you definitely can't be happy working every single day. And some people just get by. They work they work all day, every day, and just get by. And most people actually don't work every day. Most people only work 5 days a week, but they work all day, you know, 8 hours or more, 5 days a week, and barely get by. And I would argue that partially reason why they're barely getting by is because they're only working 5 days a week and taking 2 days off, you know. But, yeah, I do agree the purpose of life is not to just work every day, all day, and not have nothing to enjoy and show for. The purpose of life is happiness. Whatever you as an individual complete your happiness. You know, for me, part of my happiness is working 7 days a week, because I'm not happy unless, you know, I have enough money to pay my bills and my rent for 2 to 3 months up front. Not that I do, but if I don't have enough, you know, if I just got enough money to just pay my rent bills for that month, I can't be happy right now. And I'm still never going to be fully, fully happy until I reach a certain success peak, certain peak in success, you know. And it'd probably be when Dizzle blows up and gets, you know, makes about $200 million or more. And, you know, I get a nice chunk for doing online market promotions for Dizzle because I've been with him from day one. And I've sacrificed my time and I'm not really expecting money from Dizzle right now. I'm really doing it as a favor to a friend. And just because I strongly believe in the Dizzle brand, and my friend is also my mentor. So he's been in my corner for a while, and I've been in, and I will be in his corner as well. But I do agree that the purpose of life is not to just work every single day and just have no happiness and nothing and just get barely getting by. So purpose of life is definitely to strive for happiness and whatever gets you to that point of happiness. And I mean like happiness and like every day you don't really, part of happiness is not stress. Like I don't really stress nothing. I never stress nothing anymore. Back in the early business days when you would have illegal fraudulent chargebacks from customers that would do fraud chargebacks. You get a chargeback like $500. Yeah, I would be like, you know, now I've gotten to the point where I've learned how to weed out fraudulent chargebacks, you know, scamming customers, and just weed out customers that are just issues and problems anyways. Because this idea that the customer is always right is one of the biggest lies in mankind's history. Nobody's always right. Nobody's 100% right. Nobody's always right every single day, every minute of the day. People are wrong all the time. People make mistakes all the time. I make mistakes. I probably said something on this podcast that probably wasn't always right. Now, I always try to go from a common sense approach and a common sense view on everything I do in life and everything I think about in life, you know. That's why I have a lot of disbelief in the Bible, because what common sense and common knowledge tells me about certain things in the Bible that aren't really reality. Same thing with things like non-binary people. Common knowledge tells me that a person is born man or woman or hermaphrodite, which is both sex, but nobody is born as no sex or zero sex, you know. And this idea that gender and sex, for all but 15 minutes ago, gender and sex have been classified as the same exact thing in society for tens of hundreds of thousands of years until 15 minutes ago, you know, people want to say, oh, well, somebody can be neither. No, I mean, that's common knowledge doesn't tell us that. So I try to go off of common sense and common knowledge. Just like when the Bible says God created Adam and Eve, but they started out as like old enough to reproduce. Common knowledge tells us that's not true. That life starts out as a infant in the womb. You know, as far as according to the Bible, life didn't start in the womb. Life started in abracadabra, hocus pocus. And common knowledge tells us that's not how it started. You know, that's like whatever created us from the get-go, no matter what you want to call it, God or whatever name you want to label it, it had to stay there and protect us and nourish us and feed us and more likely educate us our probably whole lifetime. Because this is the thing. The first man was dumb as a bag of bricks. This idea that we ate some kind of fruit and all of a sudden we just got smarter is bogus. It's bogus. It's fairy tales. The first man was dumber than a bag of bricks, and he didn't get smarter until a certain point of probably evolution of discovering something. Because technically they say we didn't get smarter until we started cooking our food and eating cooked food, and our brains started to swell. Before that, when we were eating just raw meat and berries, we were no different than animals. We were straight animalistic natures. And then when we started cooking our food, that's when we started first straying away from our animalistic natures, when we first learned. And when we first discovered fire, we didn't discover fire to cook food. I guarantee that. We discovered fire to stay warm, more likely. And we probably accidentally discovered fire. Just like we probably accidentally came across discovering cooked food. According to my friend of mine, his theory is that man came across the forest fire and some deer burnt up in the forest fire, and we were already eating raw meat anyways, and we were hunting and killing deer and eating it raw, and since it was already killed and you didn't have to hunt it and kill it, he just started eating it. I don't know that that's true, because I don't know that it necessarily cooks the meat on the inside, because you still got to cook through all the flesh and all that, and the hair, the flesh. I just don't know. I don't know that that necessarily cooked the inside of a deer or whatever it may be just because they were caught in a forest fire. What I think happened personally is mankind, we were sitting there and we was eating raw meat. And we was eating raw meat every single day for a long period of time. It was the only meat or protein we was eating is raw meat. I think we just got tired of eating it, right? We just discovered fire, we're eating raw meat. And we got tired of eating it. And we just get tired and just got so upset of eating the same piece of raw meat over and over every day. Just looked at it and just out of disgust, just threw it in the fire. Like, man, I'm tired of eating this shit. I'm tired of eating this raw ass deer or cow or whatever it is. And he was probably eating something like cow or deer, something that was liver. So it's probably liver or something. Because you can't eat too much raw pork. It probably wasn't no pig or nothing like that. It was probably like a deer, maybe a cow, you know, antelope, something. So probably the liver, the heart, something like that. So I think we threw it in the fire, and it started cooking. And then we came back later and we grabbed it because we was hungry. Came back later, picked up the damn piece of meat and took a bite into it, and was instantly intrigued by the taste and the flavor. Because I could tell you right now, if it was me and I was the first, like I was some dumbass caveman, and I was eating on some raw ass cow, and I threw it down and it picked it up and it tastes like a burger or a steak, I was probably falling in love instantly. And if it was bacon, I know I was like hooked. I was hooked like crack. It was bacon, I was hooked like crack. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta cook more of this right fucking now. But that's what I think happened. It was like you just accidentally threw a piece of raw meat in the fire, and fire probably simmered down, went down some. Probably was like, damn, I'm hungry again. Went back to go get that piece of raw meat, and it wasn't so raw no more. It was cooked, you know, and had some char to it, and might have been a piece of deer, I doubt it was anything like pork or chicken. I really doubt. But if it was, I tell you what, I guarantee if it was bacon or like chicken, it would. I don't care if it was white man or Asian man or black man, he was hooked. He was hooked. Grilled chicken. I mean, shit, he was hooked. If it was like a burger, piece of burger, like it came out tasting like a burger, or it was a steak, or even if it was cooked liver, even if it was a cooked liver, he was probably hooked. It was probably way more flavorful than the raw ass meat he was eating. And that's really how I think we discovered how to cook meat. I just know it was accidental. Most of these things that we discover, like old boy discovering gravity, that shit was accidental. Freaking apple clunks him in the head, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, hold up. You know? I mean, fire was probably accidental. There's so many things that are probably just accidental. The weed was probably accidental. They probably just threw it. They probably threw it in the fire to help burn the fire up more. Smoke hit him in the face, and it was stone. Like, oh, shit. What the hell is that? And it was like, yo, we got to get some more of that. That shit feels good. I guarantee it was accidental. Gunpowder was probably, all that shit was accidental, man. They probably mixed some shit together. Fire accidentally sparked on it and was like, oh, shit. Bam. Most of these things were accidental, man. That, you know. A lot of these things are accidental. I think rocket fuel, all that stuff. Just probably mix some stuff and bam. What do you know? Who knew? You know? But common sense, common knowledge is what I try to apply most stuff to. I mean, some things in history, you know, you pretty much got the gist of the story. But that's the thing about history, though. History is always his story. Usually the conqueror is the one telling the history story. So there's usually, you always got to remember that the other perspective of history is always being left out. You know, and even though history might be true for the most part, you know, perspectives could be left out that are kind of leaving out motives and things of that nature. You know, tensions and motives and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Before we go, we're going to run another commercial. Pull up another commercial here. Definitely going to pull up another commercial here. And then, it's your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. That's Triple me. P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. Definitely check me out, Paul Pickett Podcast, 3 to 4 days a week. And, of course, like I said, Rumble, Apple, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TV, Twitter, Spotify, Stitcher, Stacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much, much more. I want to thank y'all for tuning in once again. For anybody that's tuning in, this is episode 130, 70 more episodes to go to hit 200, and we're going to do another big press release. Another ad campaign for that. Peace, and I'm out.